as we have Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us in the studio, and Gary Pearson along with him as well, President of the North Platte Area Chamber Development Corporation. Gentlemen, happy Giving Day to you. This is probably one of my favorite days of the year because it's an example of how the canteen spirit is alive and well in our community.
That's right. I encourage everybody to get out there, look at the Giving Day website, and if you don't have time to look at the website or other Trinity, go visit Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation offices and many others. They'll be happy to take your money. So it's a great day to promote North Platte's great causes.
A lot of great causes too, Gary, so hard to pick just one. Maybe
it
pick
is.
A few.
Absolutely. You know, they all have a need, definitely, but what a wonderful way to kind of rally around those causes.
Absolutely, especially in a time where charitable donations are a little bit down, unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's pull up our bootstraps, North Platte, and have a great Giving Day. Mayor Kelleher, was a busy city council meeting last night. No coincidence that you brought in the president of the Chamber and Development Corporation either. But before we talk about the exciting news around the mall property, other items on the agenda last night, I would say were pretty routine, just some general housekeeping with a lot regarding finance, specifically bonds.
Yes, the city, or the council, I should say, voted to refinance several of the city's bonds last night, which is it's a great thing for the community. The bonds will continue to terminate at their normal termination date, and because of the lower interest rate, will actually, over time, save the community about $1.2 million, slightly
awesome.
Over that amount. So it's a great savings, taking advantage of the interest rates, and really applaud Don Miller and Matt Kibben for getting out there and getting that done as quickly as possible. So it's excellent.
The big action item last night was around the mall property. Public hearing last night, I thought, was very productive. A lot of your constituents and citizens of North Platte speaking, but it wasn't just citizens of North Platte. We had some folks from our surrounding community speaking as well at the council meeting.
That's right. A couple of the commissioners got up to represent the folks they represent. We had a few people from outside the community. You could tell by their addresses, or they would say. And it really just goes to show you that North Platte's a great hub for lots of things, and especially commerce in our area, and how important having a mall and an operational mall and a fantastic mall is going to be for our community.
Had an individual from Sutherland, Gary, who would kind of serve as an individual that you represent, as you represent the entire county. So let's talk a little bit about the impact that the mall property is going to have outside of North Platte. This is going to be a draw. Well, Mr. McNay from the hospital said last night that we're pulling in the medical community from northern Kansas. We could pull the retail community from northern Kansas as well a little bit more, too.
Yeah, all of our demographics, when you do the analytics, the data analytics that you can do off of cell phone pings, to kind of determine where sales are coming from and all the other data that they have capability of collecting in today's world, shows that even at the mall location, kind of in a and what's been downsized considerably the last few years, 65% of all the sales that occur there come from non-69101 addresses.
Wow.
And then when you look at, we had a study done in 2019 that showed that nearly 5,000 zip codes stopped in North Platte and spent money. So it really does drive home the point that we're a trade center, you're an interstate community, you got the north-south corridor going through here as well. But the outlying rural community of Lincoln County is very dependent on North Platte service, and certainly shopping is one of those. And even when you're talking about an additional fee that's going to help do the mall the way that it should be done, those residents have expressed great support for it. You know, they'd much rather shop in North Platte and have to travel to Kearney or Grand Island or the other direction. You know, you go clear to Cheyenne, Wyoming, or, you know, so or the Colorado Front Range. And so to take full advantage, it drives home the point that, you know, we just can't draw a line around our perimeter of city limits and think that that's North Platte. You know, we're greater North Platte. We're a regional trade center that affects several counties that surround us. And, and they showed great support in standing up and saying, you know what, obviously we don't have a vote on this because of the type of government city government is. You know, you don't have that outlying representation, but they certainly made their voice known, and the council recognized that. And real compliments to the mayor for running such an efficient meeting last night. That's tough to do when you got probably 75, 80 people there.
And it's hard to forget, too, Gary. You and I are a couple of fellers that have watched the council meetings quite a bit, too. I forget sometimes that Mayor Kelleher is a first-term mayor watching the meetings.
I know. He's a real seasoned veteran in doing that. And, you know, that kind of efficiency and that kind of leadership is absolutely critical, especially when you got the number of development projects we have on our plate and the number of different entities that we're working with. You got to have efficiency. And public hearings are important to hear people's voice. And then you analyze the comments and some of your own research and make the decisions that need to be made. And thankfully, last night, at least got a majority vote. So the mall project continues going forward. And still got a couple more processes to go through. But by June 1st, hopefully maybe that's all wrapped up and the developer can move forward and in an efficient manner, and time is everything in the business world, and especially in the construction season, because we are somewhat limited in our winter months, you know. It has to be indoor driven.
Well, construction just in general anymore is a little bit of a limited supply. So
it definitely, but a lot of that's infrastructure related to the initial part of this. So hopefully they can get a good start, provided, you know, that the votes continue to, the majority vote continues to approve the process.
Mayor Kelleher, you're in a really unique position with this. You do serve the majority of the people in attendance last night. However, due to Councilman Lucas abstaining from the votes, your tie-breaking ability is gone. Did you still have some good interaction with your constituents on this measure, even though that your ability to break a tie on the council has been eliminated?
I did. I keep a very informal little tick mark poll in the mayor's
your
office.
And
yes, exactly. If you walk into my office, you'll see a couple of them hanging on the wall. And what's interesting about those is it's obviously informal. It's unscientific, all that sort of thing. But what I do is I count the ticks of people who actually call me, email me, write me a letter, or come into the office. So they actually interact with me directly in how they feel. And on the issue of the EEA and the mall in general, I had a total of two people indicate that they were not in support of this EEA. And I think I had, when I last counted, there were around 30 tick marks on the four column. It's pretty uncommon to have that much sway in a particular vote. Usually they come in close to even, or,
sure,
you know, 10-60-40, something like that. This was far and away the public is in support of this. And one of the reasons that I'm in support of it, and I think that it's a great thing for the community, is when I was running for office, we spoke in ad nauseum about how North Platte is a crossroads. And having an effective shopping location is something that takes advantage of the fact that we are a crossroads. Just like Mr. Pearson just said, we have all these people that come through or near through our community. Having a great place for them to shop means they're going to stop here. They're going to spend money here. Who knows? Some of them may stay and find a job here. It gives
We'd
them
okay
a,
with that.
Exactly. It gives them a great opportunity. It gives people a reason to come to North Platte. And economic growth is driven by reasons to do things. So it's tremendous. And also it's nice that it's a tax that you get to decide whether you're going to pay or not.
Completely avoidable.
Yeah, if you don't want to pay it, don't shop at the mall location.
Nobody's
going to
make
simple.
You.
Exactly. Which in my mind is the most fair sort of taxation.
Sure. Well, and Councilman Garrick alluded to it last night jokingly, saying that he'd like to see Mr. Kibben make all taxes in the city elective such as this.
I'm sure a lot of people would like to see that.
Yeah, so Mr. Kibben has his work cut out for him today.
That's right.
And Mayor Kelleher, you alluded to your campaign a few minutes ago. If memory serves correct, during your campaign, you mentioned that you actually worked at the mall in your youth, right?
Yes, when I was a teenager, I worked for the Sports Shop, which was
okay.
At that time was located in the mall. Of course, they're now over there by Walmart in a different building. But that time, I worked in the mall, and it was a happening place back there in the mid '80s. That's when that was, and that's where everyone went, and people hung out there. The stores were full, and honestly, it was a fun place to work. And so, I look forward to seeing that area of town revitalized.
Maybe even picking up a side job at the new sports store that might be coming here at the mall.
I think I have enough jobs. I think he does, too.
I think you're a little occupied, just for the time being.
Maybe
and Gary, we did hear Mr. Works, the developer of the mall property, talk a little bit last night about possibly some of the folks they've been in communication with My stomach started rumbling when he said Red Lobster, so I appreciate him doing that to me while I was at home. But he did talk about a couple of projects that have been in the media recently that are pretty well set in stone, including a sports store and a movie theater.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real tribute to their hustle in trying to get the stars lined up. And a lot of it's banking on the fact that that this is going to get adopted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing's ever a sure thing until you get them on the bottom line. But they certainly have done their groundwork. And I'm not going to repeat those names. That's the developer chose to do
yep.
that. But the thing about this this plan and the really cool venue that they have designed is it gives us a fighting chance. Because I'll guarantee you, as somebody who spent 5 years trying to recruit retail entity that's 50 years old that needed a lot of maintenance improvement on it and a previous owner unwilling to provide that. The project's just died on the vine, a slow death. And so this gives us a fighting chance for those very entities that he said. You know, he was very open, transparent about it, but he says we've made contact.
Yep.
You know, people shouldn't think that that's automatically a done deal. But when you create something that has that ambiance and an atmosphere as a go-to place, you have a lot better chance of recruiting and retaining retail. It's a tough environment. I mean, there's
absolutely
no question out there. But, boy, this gives us a leg up that we can, really you would normally only see in a much larger city than here. And then to have that mixed use, I think that's just going to be a really cool venue to where you have residential living within a commercial neighborhood, commercial setting. And it's
kind
just
of a new wave is what we've kind of heard that described as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is just beyond cool. And, you even look at it from a selfie standpoint, from city's perspective, and this is fully developed, that it'll generate about $320,000 more a year than it currently does in sales tax. The property tax is projected to, or the valuation of the property will go up 11-fold. So that's extraordinarily significant, especially when it's lost about 75% of its value in just the last 6 years.
And there's a bigger impact than what we realize, too, with this, Gary, and I think you probably realize it better than anybody else, that I think Commissioner Brun says this quite often, that the high tide raises all ships. So I think if the mall is thriving, Gary, that's going to thrive, help the entire retail climate here thrive. And I think that was evident last night as we had the Downtown Association very well represented last night at the public hearing as well.
Yeah, and kudos to them. You know, they stood right up there and said, hey, this is a great thing for downtown, too.
Yeah.
We know if North Platte becomes a destination place for shopping, it obviously is already. But, I mean, when you have more offerings, you're going to get more people to come. And they'll be able to go downtown as well, and it's all word of mouth, and they'll develop a working relationship with the mall. So I think, it's a case where everybody wins, and I really appreciate the attitude that they presented last night, that it's important to them, too, that this occur. So it's one of the big three projects we're working on, but you look at the other two major venues that we have on our economic development plate, they're going to be trying to recruit workers here. And this is one more reason that people will come and want to live in North Park.
Just one of those things on a plate, Mayor Kelleher, is miraculous. But all three of them that we have on our plate here economically, it's huge.
That's the thing that I'm excited about the most, is we've gotten now, assuming the votes continue, one of our big pieces in place.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have another one involving a beef plant, over the next few months, and we'll see how that turns out.
And the rail park looks promising in the legislature.
Right.
It's not quite solidified in place, but it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good, and we're going to remain positive on that and assume it's going to go through. And imagine how much that's going to improve our community in 3 years. I mean, we will have so many
years.
Exactly. All those things are going to be here. Honestly, when Gary and I don't care anymore, you're young enough, you're going to care. But Gary and I won't care anymore.
But when you guys are retired.
Yes, exactly. He made a comment about that 50-year-old dinosaur. I'm like, I'm 52. What does that mean? However,
for our listeners at home, Gary was alluding to the mall, not to our mayor.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, I should have clarified that, Gary. Sorry.
The day is young, though.
Exactly. It's Giving Day. It's also Cinco de Mayo. So
yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Right, that's right. But that's what I'm most excited about. We have all these things moving in our community. We're moving in the right direction. We have to stick together. We have to make the hard decisions because there are some hard decisions ahead of us. I don't want to be unrealistic about it. But it just goes to show you, if you have people that are willing to do the hard work and focus on our issues, we can improve that focus. It's going to be a lot hard to do. I'm going to do everything I can to keep that focus. So let's stick together, North Platte, and let's improve.
A lot of positivity last night as well. That was great to see on the public hearing. And as we wrap up here, Mayor Kelleher, could you tell us what happens next on the mall project? This was reading number one. Obviously, this is going to continue. So can you tell us what's on the horizon now for the citizens of North Platte and the possibility of our new mall?
The redevelopment plan for the mall will come to the council most likely on the 18th. It could possibly, it may not be till June 1st, but most likely it'll
be the
18th.
Fingers crossed for the 18th.
Yeah. And assuming that that's approved, then there will be a second reading of the EA ordinance at that time. Assuming that's approved, then there'll be a third reading of the EA ordinance on June 1st. Assuming that that's approved, then the mall property will begin its process.
And you wrapped up the rezoning part of it last night, too.
That's correct. Yeah, rezoning was concluded. And that was a non-controversial issue. I think everyone understands.
Falls in the
housekeeping
category.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, we didn't mention that it's Tourism Week.
Yes, we need to mention that as well. That was one of the things we discussed ahead of time we wanted to bring up.
That's right. And so we did a proclamation early this week to celebrate Tourism Week, and there's a luncheon today with awards. Tourism is, as we've discussed, highly important in our community. So anything you can do to attract tourists, invite your family now that COVID is clearing, and let's bring it to North Platte and show off some of the great things we've got going here.
Absolutely, definitely. And Tourism Week, no coincidence that it coincides here in the month of May as we get ready for the big Nebraska Land Days next month.
I think Nebraska Land Days is going to be huge this year. What do you think, Gary?
I think it's going to just knock your socks off good.
I'm predicting record-setting numbers.
Yeah, I think so.
Already. To just feel good about it.
Absolutely.
You know,
that was evidenced this past weekend with Music on the Bricks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It got mentioned several times last night.
That's right. That's right. It was a great celebration.
Gentlemen, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you both in the studio, and good to have you both fighting for North Platte and its citizens as well.
Thank you, Tristan.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, a service of Shelter Insurance agents Pete Volks, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt.